I can do the show.
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
The time for Age of Humans care for what can be done for yourself.
Promoting their latest album in the ever-expanding universe, the Biltmore Cabaret and the Georgia Strait present Canadian band The Most Serene Republic with Seattle's Grand Archives. They're playing the Biltmore Cabaret on Saturday, September 26th. Doors at 7, show at 8:30. Tickets are on sale now.
Night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro. And I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pick my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
goes the bumblebee. Tweedledee-ledee goes the bird. But the sound of your little voice, darling, is the sweetest sound I've ever heard. I've seen the beauty of the red, red rose, seen the beauty when the sky's blue, seen the beauty of the evening sunset.
And welcome to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Jason, I think, the last time I checked. And welcome to another Friday night of the finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues. Brought to you now for almost 3 years. And yeah, it's time certainly has flown. Tonight, I'll get right into it. Tonight, we're going to do part 7 of the story of Rhythm and Blues. We've been doing this also all year, just like the Motown series is. We have a couple of anniversaries. I guess every year is an anniversary of sorts. Something always turning 25 or 20 or 30 or whatever. In this case, the Billboard charts introduced... well, they didn't actually introduce the charts. They named them the Rhythm and Blues bestsellers in 1949. So that would take you back 60 years this past June, June 25th. And so we're celebrating, paying tribute to these charts that helped chart the success of a lot of early rhythm and blues and soul artists. And we started in January with 1949 and worked our way up through the years. And we'll be going to the last Rhythm and Blues chart of 1963, because at that point, Billboard decided to cut those charts. They didn't feel there was any need for them. There were the same, more or less the same songs on that and the mainstream pop chart, so why have two charts with the same information? Of course, that was a decision that only lasted about 14 months, but no one knew that at the time. So that chunk of time is what we're surveying this year, every month. And that brings us up to 1958. I'll tell you how you can get to previous parts of this series or previous episodes a bit later in the program. But the phone number is 604-822-2487. If you have any, I guess, 1958 rhythm and blues requests, I'll do my best. I may have them, I may not, but we'll see what we can do. And also requests for further shows, too. I know probably next one will be somewhat themeless for a change, and so on. So anyway, 604-822-2487. You heard the Hollywood Flames with Buzz, Buzz, Buzz right off the top, an early chart success from 1958. And I will be going through wherever possible... with chart information. I have some information from Joel Whitburn, who does a lot of chart compilations and research in Billboard charts, published the, I guess, R&B charts from 1942 to 2004, actually, is when it ran. And throughout the 40s, it was known under a variety of different names. We're only covering the rhythm and blues years here. Under that name, so that's why we started in 49. But anyway, I've been using that chart information to give you sort of the lowdown on how high some of these songs went. But also I've been filling in gaps with some obscure stuff or lesser known things, or at least material I don't have chart information for, because it kind of fills out the program. So that's what I'm doing. We are the Hollywood Flames featuring Bobby Day in lead vocals. We'll hear from him a little bit later, too. In a song called Buzz, Buzz, Buzz. That was off of Blowing the Fuse, 1958. Those great people over in Hamburg with the Bear Family Label reissue company that does such a great job of reissuing rhythm and blues, soul, jazz, rockabilly, country, early rock and roll, rock, if it's European rock in particular, all kinds of things. So do check this series out if you can get a hold of it. And we'll just move right along, actually, to another track on the 1958 album reissue. This is Roy Hamilton. I'll say that again. Roy Hamilton, the one of the many black pop singers who was incorporating a certain amount of gospel into the way he sung pop, and this is a hit for him called Don't Let Go.
Hear that whistle, it's 10 o'clock.
Don't let go, don't let go.
Come on, baby, it's time to rock.
Don't let go, don't let go.
I'm so happy I got you here.
Don't let go, don't let go.
Keeps me grinning from ear to ear.
Don't let go, don't let go.
Ooh, this feeling's killing me.
Oh, shucks.
Well, I won't stop for $1 million.
I love you so.
I just hold me tight and don't let go. Thunder, lightning, wind, and rain.
Don't let go, don't let go.
The fist thumbing inside my brain.
Don't let go, don't let go.
I'm so eager, I'm nearly dying.
Don't let go, don't let go.
You've been keeping your lip to mine.
Don't let go,
yeah.
Don't let go. Ooh,
this feeling's killing me.
Oh, shots.
Well, I won't stop for $1 million.
I love you so.
Just hold me tight and don't let go. Hound dog barking upside the hill.
Don't let go, don't let go.
The fist dragging him through the mill.
Don't let go,
yeah.
Don't let go.
If it wasn't for having you,
don't let go, don't let go.
I'd be barking and hollering too.
Don't let go,
yeah.
Don't let go.
This feeling's killing me.
Oh, shots.
Well, I won't stop for $1 million.
I love you so.
Just hold me tight and don't let go. One day, baby, you'll quit me, yeah.
Don't let go, don't let go.
I'll be crying and soaking wet.
Don't let go,
yeah.
Don't let go.
One thing, baby, I'll never stand.
Don't let go, don't let go.
Your lips kiss some other man.
Don't let go, don't let go.
This feeling's killing me. Yeah.
Oh, shucks.
I won't stop for $1 million.
I love you so.
Just hold me tight.
Don't let go.
Just hold me tight.
Don't let go.
Hold me tight.
Don't let go.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let go.
Every night. I then go back to the house, hear that woman's mouth
reaching and crying, tell me that I'm lying about a job that I never could find.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
butter. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, butter.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
butter. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, butter.
Yeah. The Advocacy Office provides confidential and free representation, guidance, and assistance to students engaged in conflict with UBC. We advocate for students in preparing and attending formal meetings, hearings, and appeals against the university. Specifically, our office helps students with matters of student discipline, such as cheating, collaboration, or plagiarism, assigned standing, admissions, and financial assistance. We can also assist you in appeals to decisions made by UBC Library, parking, or housing. You are not alone. We're here to help. For more information, call 822-9855 or visit the website at www.ams.ubc.ca/advocacy.
Hey man, this is Big J Magnini. Man, if you want to hear all the great sounds, you got to listen to this cat, man, because this is, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, the greatest sound.
CITR and Shake a Tail Feather with you until midnight every Friday night, 10:30 to midnight. You can catch Shake a Tail Feather on this station either by going to 101.9 FM on your radio or CITR.ca on the internet, and you can stream it live just in case you happen to be, you know, one of these places in the Lower Mainland where the reception probably doesn't get this station very well, and there seem to be these holes in different parts of the greater Vancouver area, but you can always go onto the internet and listen to us that way if that's the case. You just heard Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns from New Orleans on the Ace label. That was a label that had just been around by 1958. They've been around for about 3 years, and they signed a lot of New Orleans artists, R&B artists, but they were actually based in Jackson, Mississippi, which was not too far away, but just far enough away that, well, I guess it wasn't exactly the same location. But they signed a lot of New Orleans-based artists, and probably their best known was Huey Piano Smith. We heard Don't You Just Know It, and that was off of Blowing the Fuse, 1958. Before that, we heard, I guess, the whole phenomenon of the answer song, which is, you know, someone would have a hit, and then another label would try to come up with something with usually a new group to get them launched, their career launched, by doing a song that answered the hit. So Get a Job was the hit by the Silhouettes. In fact, it was a hit from March of 1958, and it was on, went as far as number 6 on the Disc Jockeys chart, that is the radio airplay chart, and the bestsellers, that is the retail chart, it was at number 4. So that was in actually February, not March. And followed up by a song that wasn't, certainly didn't chart as high if it did, by the Miracles, actually. They would join Motown when it formed, but it hadn't formed yet, although the song was penned in part, at least, by Berry Gordy, who at that point was writing songs for Jackie Wilson and licensing them out to other labels. So in this case, this song was licensed out to Chess in Chicago, and that became one of the earliest times, probably the first record. It might have been the Miracles' debut, also from 1958. Before that, Little Richard with Good Golly Miss Molly, and Donnie Elbert before that with Have I Sinned, and the Chantels helping launch the whole girl group movement with a song called Maybe, written by George Goldner, who had something of an empire of small indie labels in New York that specialized in doo-wop groups of different types and styles and so on. And that was on a label called End. That was one of his labels. And before that, we heard Roy Hamilton with Don't Let Go. And we're covering 1958 on the history of the Billboard Rhythm and Blues charts, the story of Rhythm and Blues tonight, Part 7. And the phone number here is 604-822-2487. And let's see, where are we going to go with this? This is by someone who is, by this point, a veteran in the Rhythm and Blues world, Mr. Jimmy McCracklin, with the song called The Walk. Well, I know you
I know you heard of the cha-cha-choo, but the walk is a dance that you can do. You just walk. You just walk. Oh, you walk. Yes, you walk. Yeah, you walk. And that's the walk. But when you do the walk, you ride in style. You just shake your hips and close your eyes, and then you walk. Yeah, you walk. And then you walk.
Thank you.
For you, baby, nobody. nobody else will do. Will do. Yak, 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 yak
a cool little chick named Rockin' Billy. He can walk and stroll in Susie Q and do that crazy hand jive too. Papa told Willie, you'll ruin my home. You and that hand jive has got to go. Willie said, Papa, don't put me down. They're doing that hand jive all over town. Joe, he's doing a hand jive with Sister Flo. Grandma gave baby sister a dime, said do that hand jive one more time. Doctor and a lawyer and an Indian chief, now they all dig that crazy beat. Way out Willie gave them all a treat when he did that hand jive with his feet. Hand jive, hand jive, hand jive, doing that crazy hand jive. On TV. Hand jive, hand jive, hand jive, doing that crazy hand jive. Hey, hey, hey.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody, bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Jason, and before the break, we heard the Johnny Otis Show, Willie and the Hand Jive. This is probably his best-known song. Although he was a veteran of music by that point, he had been performing with his band and orchestra before that in the 40s. But that was probably the biggest hit of his career. And before that, we heard Larry Williams with Slow Down, a song that, of course, was covered by the Beatles in the mid-60s. And interesting dynamic, because as a lot of this rhythm and blues slash rock and roll was being produced and almost soul, I guess if you want to call it that, in some cases. Folks over in Britain were listening, folks down in Jamaica were listening, and they had two completely different interpretations of it. In Britain, of course, it would feed into the British invasion, and in Jamaica it would help to develop ska and rocksteady and all of those other styles of music that were just around the corner. So we heard Larry Williams with Slow Down, we heard the Coasters with the Yakky De Yak, that being a hit from June of 1958. It was on both the charts, bestsellers at number 7 and disc jockeys at number 6. And Bobby Freeman before that with Do You Want to Dance? Chuck Willis with What Am I Living For? Little Willie John with of Fever fame, Talk to Me, Talk to Me. And Ray Charles with The Night Time is the Right Time, originally done by Nappy Brown, but Ray Charles' version was the hit. Does a great version at the on his Live at Newport album as well. And his backup group, the Raylettes, were on that as well. Legend has it the Supremes used to do that song when they were the Primates locally around Detroit, and Florence Ballard would sing Marjorie Hendrix's lead vocal in much the same way. Before Ray Charles, we heard the Platters with Twilight Time, and we started the set off with Jimmy McCracklin and the instrumental, or almost instrumental, called The Walk. And we're going through 1958 in our Story of Rhythm and Blues series, going through the Billboard charts and filling in other stuff from that year to kind of fill things out. The Impressions were a group that were based in Chicago, led by Jerry Butler, although they kind of consider themselves to be something of a decentralized group. So actually they didn't have a leader per se, but VJ Records in Chicago decided to put Jerry Butler and The Impressions on the label, much to the consternation of the members of the group. They had designs on creating a solo career for Jerry Butler, which they promptly did. The Impressions at that point were a six-member group that included Jerry Butler and Curtis Mayfield and Sam Gooden and a few other members as well. Eventually, they would be kind of whittled down to a trio, and they'd wind up on a different label, but that's another story for a different show. For Your Precious Love was recorded something as a something of an afterthought. They didn't really intend to release it, but they did. And what's interesting about it is, although it's obviously based on a foundation of doo-wop singing, it's got a lot of kind of close gospel harmonies about it, too. If you listen to any of the gospel vocal groups of the earlier 50s, like, say, the Soul Stirrers, you can hear a lot of the same types of singing. And it doesn't seem like such a big deal now, but in 1958, to hear that style on a rhythm and blues or pop record was very, very unusual. That makes it, and a lot of musicologists sort of suggest that this is the first, if not the one of the first, vocal group ventures into what we would call soul music. That's, I guess, if you discount Clyde McFadder and the Drifters and a couple of other groups, but nonetheless, a lot of people tend to point to this one as a really early one. For Your Precious Love, Jerry Butler and The Impressions.
Well, the prettiest in this world. Please, won't you come over and talk to me and be my girl? I said, won't you come over and talk to me and be my girl? Please, won't you come over and talk to me and be my girl? She was sorry that I was a little bit late. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady date. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady date. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady date. Heart was broken, all of my life where had she been? But I'll try over and over and over and over again. I'll try over and over and over and over again. I will try over and over and over and over again.
Yakin' you're rockin' and rollin'. You don't understand it, but it sure feels nice. You thought you might try it about once or twice. You started with that dance they call the stroke, but you felt much better doing rock and roll. You get that itchy twitchy feeling. You start rockin' and reelin'. Soon your arms and legs start flappin' like a hound dog mouth. Yakin' you're rockin'.
For my girl, I wonder well, can she be? Oh,
to England, France, and Spain. I said drive from Memphis to Maine. I'm sitting here alone. I wonder, where can she be?
Well, I'm looking for my girl. I wonder where did she go? Yes, I'm looking for my girl. I wonder where did she go? Whoa, whoa, whoa. No, she's somewhere waiting just for me. Whoa.
Yeah, man.
Has begun on Canada's Information Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want, on your computer or on your MP3 player.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
Yeah, and just like the machine said, you can go to CITR.ca and click on either show or schedule and find Shake a Tail Feather, and then just click on the little orange podcast symbol, and you can get probably a lifetime supply at this point of past episodes, including this one, which will be available for you soon. So if you want to catch up on all the previous parts of the story of Rhythm Blues or anything else that I've done, probably going back to April of 2008, you can find it. We just heard the Olympics with their novelty song Western Movies, and before that, the Drifters with Baltimore. The Drifters had changed members probably more often than just about anything else. And one version of the Drifters were so delinquent, they were actually fired and replaced by a whole other group. And just in time for a concert at the Apollo in Harlem. And we heard the Ben E. King version of the Drifters, the ones that would go on to do songs like There Goes My Baby and Count the Tears and all of that. Well, we heard them do a Baltimore, which was a minor hit for them in 1958. Before that, Bobby Hendricks, ex-member of the Drifters from a few lineups earlier with Itchy Twitchy Feeling on the New York-based Sue label, which was an indie R&B label. And before that, Bobby Day, formerly of the Hollywood Flames, with Over and Over, that was covered by the Dave Clark Five in the 60s. And we've got just a little over 10 minutes left in the program, and Pira will be coming in with Vampire's Ball at midnight, going till 4, and then after 4, I'm not sure what happens between 4 and 8. I'm usually dead asleep, but after that, Steve comes in with The Edge on Folk, and that goes from 8 to 12. And then, as you heard on the announcement earlier, Generation Annihilation takes over at tomorrow at noon. So you've got a morning full of programming. So we're just going to fill out the rest of the story of Rhythm of Blues, Part 7, with a couple of slower, mellower numbers, beginning with, I'm going to just cue this up, Tommy Edwards, another kind of soul-flavored pop singer from the late 60s, did a lot of kind of old standards, but this one he did twice. He did it in 1951, and then he re-recorded it in 1958 when it became a hit in September of that year. This is a song called It's All in the Game.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. And a while he won't call, but it's all in the game. Soon he'll be there at your side with a sweet bouquet.
That being Jackie Wilson with Lonely Teardrops, written by Berry Gordy, soon to be of Motown fame, and an early soul singer of his own right, actually, and put on quite a show in terms of choreography and stuff, too. Before that, Little Anthony and the Imperials with Tears on My Pillow, Tommy Edwards with It's All in the Game before that, those hits towards the end of 1958. In fact, Jackie Wilson's was... Let me check my chart here. It was mid-December. By that point, Billboard had combined all of its bestsellers charts, that is, its retail charts, with its disc jockey charts into one Hot 100. So it was true pop, it was true country, and the Hot R&B Sides chart debuted in October of 1958. So suddenly you had 100 positions to work with versus the shorter charts from before that. So anyway, that's it for Shake a Tail Feather tonight. I'll be back again probably 10-ish next week as CITR Sports starts up for another season next week. That will be the 4th of September. So it'll be 10:30 somewhere around there. You know how it is. But anyway, Pyrrha's getting ready for Vampire's Ball, and next week will be kind of structureless, but still in the realm of classic soul and rhythm and blues. You can email me at moresoulmusic@yahoo.ca. In between shows, you can go to Facebook, actually, and join the Facebook group if you want to post that way. Till next week, I'll see you then. I'll have for you right now, Clyde McFadder, A Lover's Question. That also a December hit on the Hot R&B Sides chart. In 1958. We'll go out with that one, and I'll see you next week. Bum 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 bum.
Does she love me with all her heart? Should I worry when we're apart? It's a lover's question I'd like to know. Does she need me as she pretends? Is this a game? Well, then will I win? It's a lover's question I'd like to know. I'd like to know when she's not with me, if she's still true to me. I'd like to know when we're kissing, does she feel just what I feel? And how am I to know it's really real? Oh, tell me where the answer lies. Is it in her kiss or in her eyes? Well, it's a lover's question I'd like to know. I'd like to know when she's not with me, if she's still true to me. Does she feel just what I feel? And how am I to know it's really real? Oh, tell me where the answer lies. Is it in her kiss or in her eyes? It's a lover's question I'd like to know.
I'd like to know. I'd like to know.
A long time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.